Troy Daracot is one of Pittsburgh's most revered poets, and her work is known nationally. Daracot's latest book is out this month. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll has this profile.
Hi, how are you? Good to see you.
It's a Sunday night in April, and Troy Daracot is greeting old friends at Alphabet City on the north side. Some 120 people have gathered to mark the release of Daracot's book, I, New and Selected Poems. The collection spans her nearly half-century career. Daracot turned 78 this month, and the audience ranges in age from their 20s to over 90. But she is especially appreciated by younger African-American poets, poets like Yonah Harvey, who takes the podium to introduce Daracot's reading.
I suppose I have to begin with Troy's truth-telling, because I am, like hundreds of other Black American poets, a huge benefactor of those truths, both on the page and in the world at large.
Many poets avoid identifying with the I in their poems, but Daracot is known for her confessional approach. Here she reads from her poem, Speculations About I.
I was the closest I could get to the one I loved, who, I believe, was smothered in her playpen. Perhaps she gave birth to I before she died.
Daracot was born in Detroit. Many of her poems confront her childhood relationship with her father, who frequently beat her. She has taught for 3 decades at the University of Pittsburgh, where she is now professor emerita. Her poems also often address race. Daracot is a light-skinned African-American who is sometimes taken for white. In her poem, Passing, she describes a white woman who seems upset to learn that Daracot is Black.
Why presume passing is based on what I leave out and not what she fills in?
Daracot emerged in the 1970s. Randall Horton, a poet and professor at the University of New Haven, says Black voices in American poetry were scarce back then, and those of Black women even scarcer.
She becomes hugely important, in that regard alone. For women of color to be able to sort of see themselves in their various selves.
Daracot's legacy includes the Black poetry collective Cave Canem, which she and poet Cornelius Eady founded in 1996. The nonprofit group has provided workshops and networking for hundreds of Black poets. Horton, for instance, says Cave Canem was invaluable to him.
It's the idea of being able to be, for you to call me on the phone right now and talk about poetry. That's what Troy is.
Daracot has a reputation for getting her students to cross difficult emotional terrain, and she does so in her own work. Her poem, Pantoum for the Broken, deals with sexual abuse. It ends like this.
I leapt from my body like a burning thing. Not wanting to go back, I make it happen. Until I hold the broken one, hold her, and sing.
Dawn Lundy Martin is a University of Pittsburgh professor, an award-winning poet, and a former student of Daracot's. At the reading, she says she admires how Daracot handles difficult material.
She's able to really take the image, make it so that you get in really, really close to it, and feel it in a way that, is both inviting and bodily.
Daracot says early on, she struggled to tell stories like her experience giving birth in a home for unwed mothers back in the 1960s.
It was scary to be visible in my childhood. I'd get knocked down. And so I learned how to knock myself down before I put myself out there and became vulnerable.
Her work changed course with her 2011 collection, The Undertaker's Daughter.
Me was the voice underneath there, determined to live, to express itself. That was me.
Her new book, I, tracks her growth to the present.
Which feels a lot less like argument and more like, I don't know, just kind of being with myself and kind of a happy expression is the way I could put it.
She puts it this way to the audience at her reading.
I mean, that's why it's called I, because in every book, there's some aspect of myself that's getting kind of unburied.
I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.